Boys Art. Yes, this is Calvin and Hobbes, in case you didn't recognize it. What Calvin is saying is, Mom and Dad don't value hard work and originality as much as they say they do. But you'll notice that his art is very angry. And Calvin is clearly kinesthetic. He is extraordinary kinesthetic. That's why I liked him so much. So if you see their self-expression reflecting anger, you want to know two things. How is their relationship with their father, and how does the father handle anger? Why? The boy will handle his anger the way his father handles his anger, or the way the male model handles the anger. And traditionally, there are two ways to handle anger. One is to stuff it down, and the other is to vent it. Neither one of them actually get rid of the anger. And so basically, a gentleman will, when he gets angry, will walk away. And a lady would allow him to do that. That John Gray calls it going to your cave. We have two books, Purpose of Passion and ADHD. Is it really ADHD? And both of them have a thing called the love letter, which allows men to go to their cave and go past the anger, through the sadness and the fear, and get back to love. Why do I recommend getting back to love? I believe that God is love. And if a man or a woman is centered in love, and they can make their communication from that place, you get a much healthier family. I did not actually believe that the love letter would work until I was 36 years old and I tried one. And I was shocked because as a KVA, my auditory skills are very low. And so my ability to communicate my heart to anybody is very low. So to see words actually make me feel better after 36 years of failing to do that was like a miracle. Like, you know, I can't believe all these talkers have been doing something useful. I don't think that came out right, but you get the general gist of what I'm trying to say. So if you have a problem like this, I would highly recommend either get one of our books, Purpose of Passion or ADHD and the Is it really ADHD? And do the love letter. And the best, then what happens is, this is incredible, women, so listen to this. The way to the man's heart becomes when he's angry. Now, can you imagine a worse time to discuss something than when your man is angry? Right? And all you do is, before he's angry, you make the agreement to do that the person who's most upset does the love letter. You train him in the love letter, and then when he's angry, you go, you need your space. The love letter is, right over there. That book's over there. And then he does the love letter, and it helps. It helps tremendously. My wife used to say, "You're not angry, Steve, you're enraged." And she was right. It took me a couple of years of marriage to realize there are days when I woke up angry. I would sleep, I would wake up, I'd be angry. I was like, why would I be angry now? I mean, I haven't done anything. Okay. All right. And then putting it all together, using your child's passion in his or her schooling, even if it's only once a year. Does anybody here have a child with them that knows the child's passion? Oh, good. Is your child with you? Oh, come on up anyway. Yeah, you. Why the passion? You guys have all heard of attention deficit disorder. Well, what's the difference between low attention and boredom? Come on up here. Right? There's really, so far I've not run across a doctor who was an expert on ADD that knew what attention deficit, the difference between lack of attention and boredom was. And boredom is normal. So, okay. So much for that. Now, what's your passion?
My passion?
Yeah.
Teaching my children.
Uh-huh. You look like you've got more to say.
Well, I thought you were wanting to know my child's passion.
Okay, what's your child's passion?
Singing.
Singing. Okay, so talk to more about your passion, teaching your children. Do you teach them to sing?
I get her videos and DVDs.
Okay, so you see the smile that starts to talk about it when she's talking about it? That smile is essential to know your child's passion. No smile, not their passion. Okay? And she's actually more interested in getting her child to do the DVD and learn to sing better than she actually is in teaching. I think what she really enjoys, and maybe I should let her speak for it, is the aha, the growth that you can see almost like bamboo shooting up.
Yeah, I mean, I try to encourage it. She also likes to write letters and give gifts to people.
She likes that part, too. See the smile that shows up when she gives gifts? Okay, why is that important? Because the passion comes from God. It is the joy of the Lord that is welling up in both the mom and the child. And everybody has a different passion. And you guys missed the purpose of passion, which was last night. But you can always get the book. The point is that if you can let that passion guide your curriculum in any way, shape, or form, you will be light years ahead of any classroom in the United States. And the more you do it, the more the question of why should I learn this goes away, and the greater the attention, especially for a kinesthetic. We're somewhat hard to deal with. Huh. Well, you probably don't have a kinesthetic as a child. How are we doing on time? Am I over? It's 3:30, and when does this end? Okay, well then, thank you. Oh, absolutely. Oh.